Welcome to Caribbean Millennials. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Caribbean Millennials podcast. Episode 18, to be exact.
Episode 18 again.
Point two.
This feels like deja vu.
Y'all, if we tell you what happened. So remember, we took a break last week. You know, we said we'd be coming back.
Yeah, you know, we took a break, you know, to try and sit down, you know, and assess and organize, you know, make changes, you know. To improve your listening experience.
And y'all have to give us that, right? For disorganized Caribbean people. You know, we did
First of all, whoa, what? For disorganized Caribbean people? We have a spreadsheet with a list of topics. That's very organized, in my opinion.
So no. Don't
be throwing that word disorganized around.
Give it to us that we did a 17-episode run. It being our first time in this podcast game, we didn't take no breaks. We've been here with you, but
that we got married. While we were getting married, we were still putting out episodes.
Yep. I remember on our honeymoon, we were getting messages like, "What? You're not taking a break?" You know,
putting out episodes. Yeah, dedication.
But you know, everyone needs a little breather.
So we were supposed to put an episode out today, the eighth. Monday the 8th.
That's our return. We recorded the episode in advance of Monday the 8th.
Well, we thought we recorded the episode and we had a technical problem.
So imagine our surprise when we're going to upload the episode.
I know you're talking about her surprise. Imagine my surprise when I'm sitting down to come to edit this episode. And the episode is not there.
It's completely gone. Hey, I was awakened from my slumber. Anushka, do you remember seeing whatever when you ended the call?
Well, I had to make sure you didn't press the wrong thing.
Don't try and put it
I'm away. Like, all this time I recorded, how many episodes, nothing ever disappeared.
That's suddenly, the problem. You gave up the responsibility.
Suddenly, something disappeared.
In either case.
It wasn't anyone's fault. It was actually a Skype Windows issue. Skype didn't update and it became incompatible with the software we used to record. We have to do it via Skype because, you know, we're in Texas, Adani in Portland. So, yeah. So we apologize. Ish. Well, yeah, ish, because, you know, he's in the woods right now, finding himself, one with nature.
Well, but let's kind of recap what we explained to them the first time we recorded this podcast. We took a break last week to kind of reassess the direction of the podcast, where we're going. Because we've gotten a lot of feedback from you guys.
Yes, we listened to your feedback.
So a lot of y'all have said y'all would prefer if we did more segments, you know, if we could do things like the news or, you know, funny little parts of the podcast versus us just
deep diving into a topic, yeah. And to the person who said that the podcast is too long because of their commute, I'm sorry to say, you're going to have to listen to it in two pieces. You know who you are. Anushka is not going to release your name to me for some reason, but I'm calling you out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You see, guys, I protect your anonymity.
Yeah, just call you out.
But in either case, this episode we're going to test with, you know, doing some segments. We'll kind of switch it up until we can get a groove. So let us know what you like, don't like, etc. So
guys, you know, it's a Monday. This weekend, Miami Carnival just passed. I mean, anything exciting happened to you last week and along this weekend, you know?
Exciting happening to me. I wouldn't say anything exciting happened to me, but one thing from like watching the Miami Carnival videos and that kind of thing, like we on a mission, just to push the boundaries of what we can scale, how we can scale it.
There's no question about that.
Like, I feel like as a generation, it's like no fences too tall, no pillars.
I mean, come on. We saw here we had a woman climb a flagpole in St. Lucia.
Yes. But here's the thing, like,
it says here at the top of a flagpole in front of the Prime Minister's office.
This is true.
Whining in the air, like.
But I feel like what it is like, just like the average carnival goer is like on a mission to like do the most. And the thing is, the unfortunate thing is that we start seeing videos about like carnival fails or carnival. Ooh. You all saw the video of the girl like standing upon the two pillars and yeah, she just fell. Fall and yeah. Eat her okay. Face. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, she should have practiced before she went out there.
No risk, no reward.
Right? you have to risk it for the biscuit. Exactly. I thought the girl was going to go out there and go big.
My no balance self, you know, I'd as well. Most of the times when I do it, when I like whine on one foot or something like that, I'm already drunk, but I'd even like hesitate then, right? Like, oh, should I do this? Am I going to die? You know, but props to y'all out there that have that confidence.
Wow. Right.
Yes, keep pushing the boundaries.
You know?
So that normal people like us don't have to.
Scale higher fences or electric ones if you feel.
Whoa,
climb higher.
You know, if you're to add some barbed wire to that fence, that you know, we support you, right?
So what else happened in your all weeks?
Our week was quiet, you know, just out here watching, looking, dealing with school and, you know, whatnot. I don't lead a very exciting life right now, you know. All I do is stay at home, do schoolwork. Because my last semester of grad school, so it's a lot of online work and whatnot. So I don't lead a very exciting life.
Take naps with his dog.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't take naps with my dog.
So privileged.
Yo, this guy is lying on me. This is slander right now. I don't take naps, okay? I have work to do. I'm a grad school student, all right? What you talking about? Uh-huh. Are they giving this perception of me that I don't work? God.
Adani? Yeah. Adani's out living his best wilderman life.
Bear Grylls.
My week was good, you know.
Adani and nature.
Bear Grylls, but not on Discovery, because we just doing Bear Grylls in our table. Hey!
Oh my god, I hate you so much. I mean, you kind of broke up a little there.
But yeah, guys,
if you just letting you know, Adani is so dedicated to y'all, he's coming to y'all from the wilderness.
He's
via Skype. He had to call in
deep in the forest.
Right now, they probably have like a bear or something stalking him.
The week has been good, you know. Eating off the farm.
Living off the land.
Grilling meat.
Okay.
Yeah. So
being
one with myself.
You making fires and thing?
Fires?
Yeah.
We call it a bonfire.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know if it was this little, and you know, lowly.
I grill my meat over the bonfire, like a real man.
Right? Well then. And here they are saying millennials can't survive out in the wild. Look at it, Danny.
This has been a real test, because the signal out there is bad, like, so you can't use your phone like you want to. You basically have to enjoy nature. Electricity is from solar panels.
You are running water?
There's water, but it's from the river.
What? You bathing in bucket? It's just like home.
I don't know why I'm just saying it's just like home, because she never bathed in a bucket before, probably.
What do you mean? Desperate time for her desperate measures, man.
Picks or it didn't happen.
The bucket.
Alright.
Strong pass.
Picks or it didn't happen.
You have to ration electricity because it's on a solar panel of batteries, so I can't just go wild on my laptop and watch unlimited movies.
Damn. So,
yeah, but you don't have internet like that out there for you to watch movies, even if you could go wild on your laptop.
Yeah, driving tractors, feeding horses and goats, taking eggs directly from the chicken backside. Like,
you know. Yo, this is this is a real test for real.
That sounds hardcore.
Yeah. And yeah, next year, probably this time, we'll be recording an episode of Three of Us in the Wilderness.
Yeah, man. For sure. Okay, fine then. You know, me and Danny record our episode in the wilderness, you know.
Yeah.
While we're working on our business venture out
there. I'll Skype in from downtown.
Uh-huh, right. So, if you're not in the wilderness, just stay in Dallas.
The closest town is like 15 minutes away, so.
Yeah, if you're not in the wilderness, you can just stay in Dallas. So,
She can travel to the nearby airports, you know. And just stay in one of the Motel 6s, you know, they keep the lights on.
Ew. Anyway, okay, moving on. So, guys, what's in the news?
Yo, Offset bought Cardi B a Lamborghini SUV. I just want to say, I need to get rich like that.
I just want to say
to get rich like that.
Hey, first of all, you think I'm just going to be buying you Lamborghini SUVs just like that?
Well, I married the wrong person then.
Rich people doing, and then comparing your man to these rich people or your woman to these rich people, it does not end well, right? Because they have problems. When they have to run to Africa to evade tax law, you're nuts, all right? Stop equating.
It never ends well.
Of people with millions and billions of dollars. Like, why you a scrub? Because you can't buy me a Lamborghini. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Because then you're going to have some other kind of problem. He probably, like, nose deep in some new synthetic drug.
Hella. First of all, you met him working as a manager at Best Buy. You knew he couldn't buy a Lamborghini truck in the beginning. The moment you see Offset by the Lamborghini SUV for Cardi B, you have no reason for you to get upset. Because you knew what you got into. Okay?
Now you look up and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Stop it.
You all were right? Happy because when you were dating the manager of KFC and he was bringing the snack box home for you at night. Don't get vexed when he cannot buy a BMW for you. Now calm you down.
Have dinner in Dubai.
Be happy with your. Be happy you getting the selected pieces of KFC you want with extra biscuits and fries.
Damn.
Calm down.
Wow. So, right? that's our pop culture reference for the week.
What? You say for the week, yo. Hear that?
Oh boy.
Side note: Saturday was watching that UFC fight. You know it's real when you beat the guy in the ring and you jump out of the ring to fight his team.
That was crazy.
And then the other dude who jumped in the ring to fight the guy who just... I was like, what is going on?
That sounds like...
You're wild.
Conor McGregor for not even making it through the full match. You know, 4 rounds in.
They choked me out like they choked Cat Williams out.
Oh,
when you talk a good game, but you know, you can't even crawl the crawl.
When you write a check, your ass can catch. Come catch, oh my God.
Face catch it, eh? His face catch it, can't catch it.
Yo, it was funny, to say the least.
Yeah, now they have Khabib and, I guess, I'm not sure, because I'm not getting the most recent news, but from what I saw on Monday evening, they were holding his prize money.
Yeah, I saw that, and that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, the guy won't give him his prize money, even though you fine him.
Yeah, that, you know? Okay, now you see, that I wouldn't have a problem with. You give him his prize money and you fine him for you know, for all that other stuff that happened after. But you're holding his prize money, like, what the hell? Like, come on. But then again, I'm of the view that this shit is rigged. Rigged in that I suspect maybe they thought McGregor was going to win or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not happy with what happened, but hey, what to do?
Whoever bet on that fight probably made some good money.
Oh yeah, must have. So, Bill Cosby went to jail, guys.
Oh yes, yes he did.
He went to jail. They say what? 3 to 10 years. 3 to 10. That's made me feel anyway. I mean, the guy went to court. He was found guilty of a crime. They sent him to jail. My issue is the fact that there are other men who have committed similar crimes who have never even been brought to court.
Mm.
Like, they're out here walking free, all happy, you know, free to commit the crime again, and no one is taking them to court.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming Supreme Court justices, you know.
Yeah, but yo, that was a narrow confirmation there.
You all saw it was like
a 48 or something.
But
like
you
that.
Saw it was also like a 51. secret confirmation.
Yeah, it was a secret confirmation. But yo, these people knew they should have never confirmed this man. All right, somebody come and tell y'all this man raped me, and they start giving y'all. I was telling y'all, Kavanaugh.
Uh-huh.
My issue with this whole Kavanaugh thing, this man should have never been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came and tell y'all that they find this man raped me, and they, you know, they tell y'all what happening. And first of all, you're treating the woman like she's the one that did the raping to begin with.
Yeah, they were not treating her like a victim at all. They were treating her like a perpetrator and him.
Well,
like
you see, when you think about it, you have to remember, these people had already had in their mind, they had their plans, were said that he's the one we confirming him. And then here this woman come out of left field in their mind to throw spokes in the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, rather than, you know, objectively sitting down and, you know, trying to deal with the matter, they were just trying to hurry it on as quickly as possible to shut her up and then go along with the confirmation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what happened there, because let me tell you that I suspect if this woman had come with a video, they still would have found a way to try and discredit the video. And still, you know, because in their mind, it's him, we have no backup, we want to make him. But it can't work like that, Gasser. So when you come and tell you all something, you all need to sit down and, you know, really...
Well, and look, you know, at the facts. I think even the fundamentals, you selecting somebody to uphold the law when, you know, they are breaking it and evading it themselves, right?
So. Yeah, and that's the messy thing. So now you're telling me a man who basically rapes somebody is going to become, you know, in charge of law, basically,
mm-hmm.
up there. So who say other people not go together with the same thing?
Of course.
And it was never really a trial. It was more like we're gonna hear what you have to say, we're gonna hear what she has to say, and then we're still going to vote you in.
Alright.
So that wasn't a trial.
In a stark contrast to, you know, if a black man had did it, you know. Yeah.
I sure Cosby thing was a trial, and you know they
I think
both sides.
Well, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this, but she did not press criminal charges. She was just bringing it up to speak against his character in the hearing.
But hear that.
Because it was a confirmation hearing, it wasn't a criminal trial.
Yes, and that's fine. But even if in a confirmation hearing somebody come and they bring up something. Bring up some flaw to the person's character. To me, you're supposed to real drill down on that. Because I know minor. It's not like she come and say, yeah, don't appoint him. He's a serial jaywalker.
Mm-hmm.
They come and tell you, man, he's a rapist, see?
Right.
At this point, we're supposed to say, whoa, hold on, pause confirmation. Let's investigate into this big time, because it's a serious accusation here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they come and tell you. It's like they come and tell you, oh my God, I saw him cooking without a hairnet in a restaurant.
Right.
Rape, you know, Missy. That no small thing. The only thing bigger than that, they come and say he's a murderer. Eh?
Uh-huh.
So.
But even to, like, not to derail us too much, but even, like, to compare... to our, you know, Caribbean countries, do we even hold politicians up to the same standard that we, you know, holding them up to up here?
Sure.
Like, yeah.
You boldness was caught with...
Exactly.
We had a politician getting blackmailed by a teenager for money. And in the end, it's the teenager that end up in trouble, mm-hmm. not the politician.
And he's still in his
position. He's still in his position, showing his face on the TV. So, no, we don't. And we need to. We need to start holding these people.
I heard that case had ended. I'm not sure how true that is.
Say that again. You're breaking up. It's a little muffled, Danny.
I heard that the case had ended. I don't know who that was.
Say it again one more time.
That the case ended.
Uh huh.
I heard the case had ended. Shonda.
Oh my! You so
that made the two girls apologize.
Oh, they made the girls apologize.
and ended the case.
So you see, something like that happened, and it's just a little, you know, it just fleets, it just disappears into the night. So kind of, they need to hold the politicians to a much higher standard. Because my thing is, you're representing your country at that point.
But that's the thing, that's what I'm saying. Are we kind of doing a double standard thing where we're saying, oh, American politicians and figures need to be whatever, but we may very well have some rapists and these kinds of people?
Well, I'm not doing a double standard, because in my opinion, I want them to find them in the Caribbean and deal with them appropriately. You're raping, you're sleeping with young underage girls. That should come out, and that should affect how people deem you and whatnot. You like I say, you do something like that, think about it. Some in the US this happens, and in a news cycle it disappears in no time, it gets washed away. In the Caribbean it happens, it stains your whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can Google your country, and that might be the first thing that pops up relating to your country.
It's not
a good thing.
Right.
It's not a good look. But, you know, that's for another episode. That's here, we're talking about politics and our justice system and all this here. That's for another episode. And we can't necessarily go down that path here tonight. Because we'll be here forever.
Right.
So. You know, guys.
Next segment.
Well, you say next segment. We're talking. We're chatting. We're fluid. Anything happened this week, you know, guys, that, you know. Well, last weekend or over the weekend that upset y'all?
I'm not an angry person, baby. You know this. I'm just peace and love and light.
Anything that happened on the farm out in the wilderness, the mosquito bite you and upset you, you know, you're trying to catch that fish and it got away.
Is it even warm enough for mosquitoes up there?
Anyway, were you trying to catch that fish and it got away, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, that's salmon, and then the bear got it.
Damn.
I actually have something that ooked me.
Okay.
Actually.
Right. It ooked you?
Ooked, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
In true Kanye fashion, it didn't sit well on my spirit.
So
there's something going on, like a show going on now that's a spin-off off of America's Next Top Model, that's like the Caribbean's Next Top Model, and it's run by Wendy Fitzwilliam, the former, is that her name? Fitzwilliam.
Rename the lady.
And she's a former beauty queen. I think she's a lawyer now, but she's like the Tyra of the show, and everybody was doing makeovers with the girls or whatever. And there was this one girl who had this like beautiful, like huge, gorgeous, thick, long, natural hair. And she was saying, oh, how her hair is her brand, how she's willing to do everything except relax her hair. You can straighten it, whatever, but no chemical relaxer. She's had the chemical relaxer.
Hold on. So, for me, you know, non-educated guy, you know, relaxing and straightening, that's two.
You can straighten your hair without chemically relaxing it. Okay. So, you can straighten your hair with a flat iron or hot comb, that kind of thing. That's temporary methods.
Okay.
But
when you use chemical, it's permanent.
Yeah. Okay. And the chemical, there's something called texturizer, which is like a less harsh version of a relaxer. So, you have the chemical, it might control your curl a little bit, so you could do your hair curly and straight if you have texturizer. Okay. It makes it more manageable, but if it's relaxer, it's like straight, and that's it, right?
White lady straight, okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
But she was like, you know, you could even put texturizer, I don't have a problem with that, but not relax, whatever. Wendy says, oh, we're giving you relaxer, you're getting your hair straightened. So the girl start like freaking out or whatever, but was also like, you know, like this is my brand, and you know, it took so long for me to start like loving myself and loving my hair and loving, you know, like, you know, who I am as a person. And like, even kind of watching it, I felt like it was taking numerous steps back for where we've come in terms of Caribbean beauty.
Caribbean and black people.
Yeah, embracing the whole, you know, Afrocentricity, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, people working to love and appreciate their natural hair. And Wendy was making these comments about, you need to be professional. And, you know, when that is not professional.
I can understand she can see her not being professional for the way she may have handled a situation in terms of her behavior. But what she's demanding, that's not unprofessional. That's somebody's brand. And especially in a time where you have the media and everybody trying to preach and tell you what beauty is supposed to look like. You have somebody who's embraced their natural beauty and finding the image and made it their brand, and now you're telling her change it.
And that's the thing, it's embracing some
stupid standard.
And it's embracing what's authentic, you know, to us as Caribbean people, as black people, like embracing who we are and what we look like and putting that forward. They could have chop off all the girl hair, but left it as her hair, you know, and styled it a certain way.
I feel like Caribbean Twitter, everybody needs to just tweet at Wendy and let her know that I was very backwards of her.
Yeah.
Because, come on, man.
That was what upsetting are you doing? To me.
So, okay, so that's what upset you this week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, damn.
Anything upset you?
I wouldn't say necessarily.
Kim Kardashian, probably.
Well, yeah, Kim Kardashian upsets me on a regular, and people will be like, why are you letting the lady upset you, whatever, I feel like she's doing too much. She's being a little too extra on the gram now and whatnot. I'm not following her, that's the thing. But unfollow you see Shade Room. So unfollow Shade Room. So I can't get other pop culture news because of Kim Kardashian. I just let that, right, that's what's telling me. Okay. I get that her body is her brand and whatnot, but there comes a point where it's like you're just doing too much with it at this point. Yeah. And the last post I saw, that was just doing too much. So that was one of the things that got me. Kanye West is another one that's just been upsetting me for the past couple of weeks with this whole wearing the Make America Great Again hat and whatnot. And it's like, at this point, may have a mental issue and he needs to be checked out, but everybody so think that like Kanye, he doing it is Kanye, he doing it for clicks and, you know, shock and awe and trying to sell his album. Like, you want to do something for clicks, jump out a building, skydive or something, you know, jump through jump a car over a cliff, that'll get clicks. This way, Make America Great Again, that hat, that goes past clicks. That's a symbol for racism now. Mm. Plain and simple. And they have no, and you're talking about, oh, you know, he take it and he upgrade it, he change the brim and change the fabric and he change the energy about it and what? No, you can't change the energy about it. You want to change the energy, burn it. Burn the hat, burn what it stands for, burn the person who make the phrase. That's the only way you can change the energy about it. Alright? And I'm letting you all know, on the podcast, I not listen to anything Kanye West related again. Because all this man put out is garbage. His SNL performance, garbage. The speech he made, garbage. If it's past college late registration, I want to hear. Okay, I lie. If it's past 808 and Heartbreaks, I not listen to it again. Alright, so Yeezus, Yandy, Ye, whatever the hell you want to call it, I don't want to hear. Kanye, you're notice now, you cancel for the rest of your life.
You don't want the shoes?
Wow.
Unless it's the Nike ones, the glow in the dark ones, I don't want it. Yeezy Boost, keep it. Don't care. You wanted to burn Nike, don't burn Nike. Burn Kanye West. Okay? Because bit on shit. How you mean tell me you think, and you have to understand why this frustrates me. This is the person who came after Katrina and said George Bush don't care about black people. All right, and you were out here fighting for black people,
which like really makes you feel like, and now he's like, really was in that sunken place.
It's a complete 180 because you go from saying George Bush don't like black people to now praising the number one hater of any non-white individual.
It really feels like the aliens abducted him or the Republicans abducted him or something.
But alas, that was, alas, you know, I can't, you know, go too far because, again, this is a Caribbean
podcast. Like an undercover brother.
Yeah, this is a Caribbean podcast. I'm not going too far. You know, I don't want to stray too much into American stuff, but that's one of the things that got me.
Let's bring it back and talk about what our actual topic for this week is, guys.
Yeah, that's what. No, but I had one more thing.
Oh my God.
I had one more thing because it was something.
This format might not be good because we'll probably be at 2 hours.
Nah. It's not that. It's a trend I noticed on Twitter over the past week leading to the weekend. And I noticed it in that people doing this new thing now. So let's say I have a problem with you, or you have a problem with Adani. Instead of calling up Adani and, you know, settling your issues over the phone, you'll fight on Twitter. Now that was always going on,
Yeah.
But the new level now is we fight on Twitter and I throw out something real personal about you. Like we were friends before, I throw out something real super personal that you may have told me, or a real deep thing that happened to you. I throw it out on there to embarrass you, and then I just ghost Twitter. So it's like I throw the grenade in the room and I run away. I don't stay behind to see the aftermath of what I just do. That's the new thing I see people doing. So like they'll fight with you on Monday, they burst that file, they burst your file on Monday, and then they off Twitter for a whole week. And then they coming back the next Monday talking about, oh guys, what did I miss? You know, I was out here, I was so busy living life and whatnot. Missing, you must stop doing that. Eh? You don't want to do adult things, stay there and deliver the adult consequences. You further grenade.
I just don't understand why people have to fight on social media still. Like, I mean, if there's something that happened on social media and like you're fighting about it, like, you know, Kanye or whatever, you're discussing it, you're arguing about it, that's fine. But you'll have a personal issue and you're arguing about it on social media, that's just...
No, well, that's you just see, silly. You see, it's not that. I don't have a problem if you're arguing on Twitter. It's the when you want to do the argue and run, the hit and run. You know? You want to do the adult things, you big woman.
The tweet and run.
You big woman, big man, Twitter fingers, all kind of things. Stay there and deal with the consequences. Don't tweet it and run away. Don't tweet and disappear. Because, you see, we keep... I don't know how we in this generation keep forgetting the internet is forever. May say, you can delete it. There's something called a Wayback Time Machine where somebody can literally go back and find it, even though you tweeted it. Stop doing them things, may save yourselves. You're like, it's not looking good. Like, you, in the moment, you're feeling good about yourself, like, yeah, I embarrassed you, a whole lot of Twitter laughing at you, blah, 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 kind of thing. But in the long run, it's not only hurting the person, it's hurting you, because now everybody can see you that level of petty. And it's not only that level of petty, you that level of coward, because you just tweet something, and rather than stay there and deal with the aftermath, you run away. So you turn your notifications off and you log out of Twitter for a whole week because you're afraid to see what is the aftermath of what you just tweeted. That's not working, Missy, anymore. All right? 2018 about to end, Missy. Let's try and do better for 2019 as well. Let's not do that.
Vernon, over and out.
Over and out. You know, that's what that, you know, upset me this week. But so, guys...
One of the other segments that we would like to do is an Ask Vernon column.
Why does it have to be Ask Vernon? It's just ask her, ask us, you know?
I feel like you give the best advice. So, if you have any burning problem, you know, issue.
Any burning problem, you should see a doctor about that. You have no burning problem.
Boy, you all know what I mean. If there's anything you want to,
you know, pressing issues,
anything you're going through, or anything that's on your mind and you want our opinion or our take on, submit it. You can DM us at Caribbean Millennials, send us an email, info@caribbeanmillennials.com. And we will include it in.
We will keep your identity anonymous. We're not saying anybody's names, but we will read it out and we will give you our takes But it also allow the other listeners to give you their take. It can help you. So, you know, you get multiple views and perspectives.
We crowdsourcing. You know, we all here for you.
Yeah, we try and solve each other's problems. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So on that note, let's head to this week's topic. I felt like with all of the crazy natural disasters and stuff that we've had going on, that we should talk about climate change. I feel like it's not something that people in our generation talk about a lot, but with everything that's going on, it's like a big deal.
Yeah, people don't talk about it a lot. They talk about things surrounding it. Like, maybe, you know, do litter and, you know, and grow organic and these kind of things.
I don't even think our generation talks about that.
I don't think our generation talks about littering, but our generation talking a lot about organic food.
Eating organic and
eating healthy and whatnot.
I think there's also big trend towards people going vegan as well. You're starting to see that.
Yeah, and in some way that it is linked to that in some way because it affects that. But no one is directly talking about the issue of climate change and how it's affecting us and whatnot. So for me...
Or tying those activities
with climate change. For me, right now, we're at a point where I do not necessarily believe we can reverse the effects of climate change.
Okay.
I think we're too far gone.
Right.
I think we're at a point where all we can do is prepare our countries and brace ourselves for what is happening as a result of climate change. So, you know, build better structures and just prepare ourselves, make ourselves aware and of what is happening, what could happen, and how we can make ourselves safe as a result.
Right. So just to kind of talk about like some of the issues around climate change that affect the Caribbean, one of the side effects of climate change is, you know, temperature change, right? So things becoming either extremely hot or colder than usual. which are things that we've experienced in the Caribbean this year.
I think the heat, especially the...
Right.
Oh.
Even those factors together, you know, also, and whatever's going on with Mother Nature, leads to increases in storms and hurricanes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all saw today, we're on like Tropical Storm Michael or something like
We've had an active hurricane season.
I don't even know the last time I heard an M, and we're in October right now. I know that...
Well, we've heard M's, but I don't think we've heard M's this early in the season.
Well,
late.
Well, the thing is, I feel like October to November... Like, even if November is the end of the hurricane season, it usually, like, dies down by this time.
By this time, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this late, I know.
Last time we got a tea,
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We got the tea. Yeah.
But I feel like the tea was also earlier in the... I don't know. We'd have to go back and look.
I think it's the back-to-back nature of which they are coming. Because usually, you know, you get one and they have some time, and you get another. I feel like it's just lately it's been back-to-back. It's like this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it's like, hold on, like, cool out. Like.
And I think even just for Caribbean countries, like, even if just one had to hit, or if it had to even pass as a tropical storm, like, that could cause so much damage that even the back-to-back, it's unnerving, you know, like, and it even calls for the preparedness and preparation and that kind of thing to be even, you know...
We're not prepared.
Emergency response, all of these, like, industries and things. It's kind of like insurance, right?
Yeah, it's very much like insurance. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
But even, you know, where I think just last week was 1 year since Hurricanes Irma and Maria did all of that damage in Antigua and Barbuda, you know, wiped out Barbuda. Dominica had damaged Puerto Rico. That was,
Dominica really take.
Yeah.
Dominica need a break at this point.
Yeah, but even, you know, Dominica expressed with the storms that were passing, they were like, we cannot handle having something else. Like, we need everything to just pass.
Just go around us.
Yeah. But Puerto Rico, that, you know, it took a whole year for them to get electricity. Back, yeah.
And not even the whole island. Like,
and some may argue that Puerto Rico may be, you know, one of the more developed countries in the Caribbean because, you know, of the U.S. relationship and the size. Yeah, right,
relationship.
Right. That's a whole other episode.
That's an absent relationship.
But even, you know, things like the increase in water levels, and increase in water levels goes directly with the loss in land mass, right?
Yeah, we need to realize that in this whole climate change thing going on, we, the islands in the Caribbean and these East Asian islands, we the ones that feel it the most.
Mm-hmm. And we're not the ones who contributing we not, to the we problems. We contributing the least,
but we the ones feeling it the most.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not discrediting that, like, the U.S. will not get little chucks here, there, and there, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, California, earthquakes. What you next pick? Y'all on a fault line, it go happen. But we out here in the Caribbean living out, minding our business. We here, our emissions compared to these other places is a fraction. But we the ones that getting the hurricanes and we getting the most damage, but we receiving the least aid from this place. I won't say the least aid because we get aid, but it have the most strings attached.
Well, I think that's the nature of the game when it comes to aid. But I think it just goes back to the problem of being a small Caribbean country, yeah, right? Man. Because all it takes is one serious natural disaster to just wipe out our countries and make us, what you call it, environmental refugees. Like, that could be a huge thing. But thing,
when we become environmental refugees, who taking us?
Well,
that's the thing. Every time refugees, somebody become a refugee, the U.S. and these places always throwing up their hands like, oh, y'all can't come here. No, no. Yo, they're quick to say we can't come there. But we don't want suffering because of what y'all doing.
Yep.
But y'all don't want to take us in.
It's like a Peter pay for Paul situation.
So, so then that shows us that we in the Caribbean, we need to take this climate change seriously and sit down and assess how prepared we are. So when I say...
Even, you know, like what we could do to... Even if we can't control the whole thing, what we can do, even if it's like speaking up about it. Hear that? Right?
We don't even have to control the whole thing. All we have to do... This is my take, and you know, y'all may say, yo, maybe that's too logical of thinking and whatnot. All right, we in 2018. Let's go back and look at all the previous years. You know, we've been hit by hurricanes and storms, and we've been damaged, and assess how long it took us to recover. So, from the day one when it hit, how long it took us to get, you know, electricity back up and running to the entire island. What did we have to do to get that done? How much did it cost us? What could we have put in place to shorten the time or ease the amount of money? If we can go back and look at the historical data and analyze it, you know, we can come up with ways to shorten. I'm not saying it will completely stop these things, but it'll help us shorten the amount of time for recovery.
Well, I think
and ease the amount of money on recovery.
But here's the thing, like, you're talking on the wider, bigger scale. I'm even talking just on the level of things like maintenance, right? When it comes to things like flooding, a good bit of the time, flooding happens because of poor drainage, litter, you know.
The poor drainage is because of the litter.
Well, poor drainage could be multiple things. It could be the lack of a drain somewhere, right? Like, people not digging their drains, cleaning out their drains, you know, maintaining it or even having it. The other thing is the drains being blocked by pollution. So on a layman's level, you know, things like that versus everything like waiting for the government or somebody else to do that for you. Like, take some ownership, right?
Well, yeah, you can say take some ownership, but check it. I go and build a drain and I don't understand how everything interconnected, how everything running. Me be Legend, I could be Legend and useless, you know. I could be Legend and make it even worse. Like have the water in any direction or going to a place that it shouldn't run.
But you know, you,
so I get what you're saying, but that's what we still need the government and planning from the government to come in and assess and say, hey, well, we need a drain here. If you have a drain here, is the fill, you know, it is the flow of water and volume and whatnot. Right. You know, or Hella, we have our Met Office. Our Met Office telling us, you expect a system. You expect a system coming out missing. And I know we in the Caribbean, we always laughing at our Met Office and whatnot. But let's say the Met Office come and say they see a system developing and it might hit us. Government put out a thing, hey, planning, communication and works. Go out there and start, make sure the drain's clear. Go ahead and build up, dig up a couple extra drains here, there, you know, just in case this heavy rain does come, you know, it ain't gonna be so bad, you know, it'll ease the flooding. But we're not being proactive.
Yeah.
Our proactiveness is going in the supermarket and buying tuna fish and Crix crackers and our candles and whatnot. I feel that's the most proactive I've seen us being, eh? Then the government coming and telling us, oh, but buy your perishables.
But that's the thing. That's when something is coming. What I'm saying is there are things that can be done even before, like on a regular basis.
That's
why I say
we're not proactive. As much proactive. We need to be doing things on a regular.
So I was saying, like, loss in landmass is another factor, and it has an interesting statistic. The World Bank questioned 37 countries or surveyed 37 countries that have lost land area between 1961 and 2017 due to rising waters. The most dramatically impacted country was Saint Kitts and Nevis, which has shrunk more than 90 square kilometers, which is 34.7 square miles, which is more than a quarter of its land area since 1961, right? So, and that's due to rising levels. Now, of course, that could be, you know, made worse by hurricanes and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, you know...
a quarter of that country is gone.
Right. And, you know, it's our countries, right? Like, you know, you may not be living in it right away or seeing it right away. You may not even observe it, but it's happening, right?
My thing is, imagine if that quarter was like where your parents' house is.
Right.
You travel, you come back, boom, house gone.
The other things are like weird things that we've been seeing, like sargassum, right? Other strange things that have been happening, like the how close earthquakes have been in the Caribbean lately, right? Like even just this week there was a earthquake off the coast of Haiti. I don't know that y'all saw that, and I think 12 people died, 20 something injured. One of these hurricanes or storm passed. Remember Saint Lucia felt an earthquake, like a couple hours after the next day.
This climate change thing
is very pretty active.
It's very serious, and like I said, we're not taking it seriously enough. And I think maybe we need to get into the habit of trying to give businesses or trying to give people incentives to do the things, those proactive things.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly relying on them to do it, to make themselves safe and help the country is not, you know, helping. So maybe we give them incentives. So, you know, you give somebody a tax break for every drain they dig.
Mm-hmm.
Or you give them some money back for a drain they dig, that kind of thing. You know, you give a business a tax break for eliminating styrofoam and plastic altogether.
Well, or even for bringing in solar power.
Bringing in solar power.
You know, these kinds of things.
You know, we have to try and find ways to slow the process, I guess, because, like, yeah, it may be too far gone, but maybe if we can slow the process so that it doesn't get any worse than it already is.
Or that even when it gets worse, we're better prepared.
We're better prepared.
Right? Even kind of as you say that, there are also economic effects of climate change as well, right? When we look at all of these islands, the majority of the industries are tourism and agriculture, yeah. which are two things that can be so easily affected, wiped out based on natural disasters.
A hurricane hits and now your island inhabitable. You can't get no tourists to come there, or your farmers lose all their crops.
Mm-hmm.
They can't grow any food. So now people struggling, farmers, they were making a little money off the food that they were selling. Now they're struggling, they're waiting for food to grow. They're out of money.
Right. I think it's also like knowing that these are kind of the changes coming upon us, not only seeing climate change as a bad thing, but seeing it as an opportunity, because there's so much funding behind climate change projects. Well, not even projects. The funding
behind climate change projects. I hear you on that, but maybe it's a call and it's a thing to let us know that, hey, we need to diversify out of just tourism and agriculture.
Well, so even there was something that I saw today, some video that I saw that was like this guy inventing shampoo that doesn't come in a bottle. So he's invented shampoo that is kind of like a Tide pod, but for shampoo. So you literally like take the pod, wet it in, and within 4 seconds or whatever, it dissolves and you have like the shampoo in your hand.
Interesting.
So there's no like bottles, it's eliminating plastic and that kind of thing. Because his whole thing is reducing plastic waste and that stuff.
Do I buy one Tide pod at a time or do I buy multiple?
I guess you could buy multiple, but I don't know what vessel it comes in. But then at that point,
the multiple comes in a plastic thing.
I don't know. But it might be less plastic than a bottle, right?
Okay.
But in either case, that's innovation related to a green kind of solution, yeah. right? And there may be a lot of different opportunities like that, even if it's not like a whole brand new thing, but something that's done somewhere else that could be adapted mm-hmm. to the islands, right?
Yeah, so it's a interesting topic, and it's one I see that has a lot of opportunity. Like I say, like, you know, we suffer from it and whatnot, but it has a lot of opportunity for islands, like I say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you see, boy, a hurricane can hit and, you know, that can wipe out our tourism industry and put our country at a loss there right now, it can destroy our crops and whatnot, then, like I say, now it's time for your country to sit down and assess and say, well, hey, what can we get into besides tourism and agriculture? How can we get into technology?
Right. Grenada actually said, Grenada wants the Caribbean to serve as a test case for climate-related technologies. So calling people who have the climate technology somewhere else,
yeah.
come and implement it in the Caribbean
and test it out
because
there. Yeah.
We stand to benefit, but it could also be a good test case and it could make a huge impact, you know, in islands at the same time, right? Yeah. So, you know, when you say even embracing technology that, you know, can help us and move us forward in the end, and just being more innovative, you know, with how we think about that.
Yeah.
Adani, you know, gave up living on the grid. He's out here in the wilderness.
He's living on the grid. Oh my God. How can you say that? What if Adani's on the run from someone? And that's why he's out there in the middle of nowhere. We'll never know.
Clearly, all you know, the person caught him since he's not saying anything.
Guys, I mean, y'all can find out next week if Adani was caught or killed.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel we've covered this topic of climate change really well. And I say really well, I mean really, we didn't go in depth and kill people, but
kill people
with, you know, all scientific and, you know, but because we want people to think and talk about it, about the topic of climate change, and realize that it affects us in the Caribbean,
because
it really does.
Right.
We don't want getting hit with the heavy rains and the back-to-back, you never realize these storms, it develops big and heavy, and you know, it hits us. And by the time we get close to the US, the ones that do hit, they hit, but most of the times it dies out before. So, I mean, we need to think about it longer and figure out how we can, you know.
I think we also need to think about what we can do on an individual level, right? Versus just being like, as millennials, like, oh, if the world going to end or resources going to get depleted, like, that's not going to affect me right now. So yeah, that's not my business.
You, but it will affect your children or your children's children.
Right. But some people, you know, don't think
big picture.
Don't think like that. Right. And I think it's interesting to think of the things that people advise as things you can do on an individual level to contribute, you know, to reversing or slowing down climate change. Are the things is returning to the lifestyle of previous generations,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Composting things, right? Growing your own food.
Growing your own food.
Walking instead of driving.
Yeah.
Things that your mother always used to shout behind you for. Anushka, you leave the lights on, you leave the fan on, you paying bills around here.
Yeah.
You know, like these kinds of things that we were always kind of heeded for, or that we saw as an example, right? Like even how we grew up living in the Caribbean, you've seen these things coming back as trends here now, right? Like eating farm to table, right? That's just how we eat in the Caribbean, right? Even
talk
like
about,
the whole thing, even the whole thing about organic, like we more or less
we've been eating organic.
We didn't have to call it that, right?
Yeah.
So kind of I feel like the thing with meat has grown more over the years, but like I feel like the traditional Caribbean diet doesn't have like a ton of meat. Like you have your meat on the plate, but it's not like half your plate is Sally's or we're not talking about a Danny, but half your plate is Sally's or, you know, and that kind of thing. It's a diverse, you know, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, even like when it comes to things like if you're thinking of a bouillon or a soup, it's not endless meat. You know, it's the other things, and how it started was that the meat was added there to, you know, just kind of give a little, you know.
Well, you see, you're going that far. I think, like you say, it's just the whole.
But just being more. Feed. But just being more
being
mindful.
More mind, just eating from the land.
Mm.
You know, so you because all these. At the end of the day, all is non-organic, I guess, since we want to use the term now, since that's the term organic, non-organic. It's non-organic foods. These things are manufactured.
Same, but it's the same chemicals that well, eating up the ozone.
Exactly. That's the thing. In the manufacturing of all these things, all these emissions, that's what is contributing to climate change. So if we can move away from these things and go back to, you know,
and become sustainable, not only as households, but as countries, right?
Yeah, you know, so remember back in the days, you know, a community, somebody growing the lettuce over there, the man growing the dash in there, the man down the road growing the green figure, and then everybody harvesting and they come in and, you know, I give you some for some and we batter and we trade in them kind of things. Maybe that's what we have to go back to.
Yep.
You know, chasing chickens. Catch a chicken.
I would pay money to see you try and catch a chicken, you know.
I can catch a chicken very well. It's
I know, but I feel like it would be entertaining.
I've caught many a chicken. I believe that.
I just want to see it.
You know, I don't like the killing aspect of it. That was never my thing. Like,
All right.
But I can set a good trap.
On that note, we're about to kill this episode. Let us know what you thought about it. Let us know if you like this new format or not. Maybe give us a couple more episodes to get it down.
Yeah, you know, it's a work in progress.
Right.
You know, we're trying to make it more fun and enjoyable for y'all. But also, guys, we really want y'all to engage with us. We want the listeners to engage. You know, let's give us your feedback or, you know, just tell us what y'all thought.
Right.
If y'all agree or disagree. You know, we want to start. We try to start conversations with y'all guys. So, you know, it's been another episode. This one will definitely be saved.
It better be. Shoot, I'm not talking about this topic for a third time.
On that note.